getting ready for Maywood Hay Center Cross Country. Numbers, freshman to the senior class. How's it looking this year?
Well, I got five girls. I got two freshmen, a sophomore, and two sophomores and a junior. So I'm looking forward to that to see kind of how they do it through the season on the girls' side. And on the boys, I have a freshman and two juniors. So I got 5 and 3 on the varsity squad. So I'm pleased with those numbers, and looking forward to see what they do this season.
So you can score. You just need 3, and that makes it. Hey, you can score.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, most of our meets, are D meets, so we get to only score 3. So that'll be good to have that and see where we end up, and kind of give us an idea where we stand moving throughout the season. So I'm glad that we get that experience of being able to score at meets. So yeah, absolutely.
And your runners, some of those kids, I'm sure you've noticed, have put some miles in over the summertime, haven't they?
They have. I have the one boy, my freshman boy, he ran over 100 miles this summer. So he's in pretty good shape at the moment, and all my girls ran over the summer. I have, I think, two that ran over 100, two or three that ran over 150, and then I have another couple of them that ran over just got to 100. So they put in the work this summer because they know that. Before we left for the summer, we told them that we have a team, we can score. So, but we need all of you to put in the work to make sure that we end up in a good position. So, they all bought in and ran the miles they needed to this summer. And the first week of practice have been good as far as training, as far as, being able to train them a little harder now instead of, mid-season type of thing. So that's been nice to be able to do that. And that's been the case in the last 2 years. So, I'm glad the kids are buying into the process of, hey, if you want to be good, you got to put in the work over the summer. And so far they've done that. So that's been very pleasing for sure.
Do you have a bunch of junior high kids that have signed up and will run as well for you?
I do. I have, I have three junior high kids, and then this year we're allowing sixth grade to compete because our football boy, our boys program is a little on the lower side, so we had to bring up sixth grade. So I have three sixth graders that are actually running with us as well. So, get a little kickstart to what's coming up next year.
That's okay. If those kids want to run, get them out there, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, they asked me. I didn't even go after them. They came after me. Like, hey, can we just come and run? And I'm like, yeah, why not? So, yeah, it's been fun. We have 15 kids? That, when we're combined with Maywood and us here, when we have combined practice, there's 18 or 15 of us that are, out there running. So it's a nice little group to see out there just enjoying it. That's the best part of it. They're just enjoying it. They're having a good time with each other. And obviously, when it's time to get to work, they put in the work, and it's been a good couple weeks so far.
A lot of good meets, a lot of challenging meets. You're going to get kick-started this week, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, we got a DCS this week. Looking forward to that. One of my top runners will be Carly Softley. She's been had a great junior high season, and I'm excited to see how she competes at our first high school meet. Agnieszka, returning state qualifier. See how she does with that race, and just kind of see where we can pick up where we left last year. And I got Eileen who. On the girls' side as well, that is coming, that's joined late last season, and that's ran this summer and been able to just improve as we go through. So definitely looking forward to that. And then same thing with the boys. The two juniors have races as well, but I have a freshman. That freshman boy that I told you about, Aaron Lawson. He's seeing how he competes at his first meet. So. I'm looking forward to that and just kind of being out there and coaching them and running back and forth like I do. So just kind of see where they start and where we can end up from there. So
yeah, if you watch Aaron at meets, whether it be cross country or track and field, he gets his steps, he gets his miles in there as well, don't you?
I do. I just like to be, I don't know, maybe I overcoach him, I don't know, but I just enjoy being out there and just, doing my workout as well. That way, when they get done, be like, hey, I ran as much as you did, so we're okay.